It's Wednesday, and I need a bath. I lock the door of the apartment, and I go in. It's been a long day, but now it's over. A drink can wait. Food can wait. Those are for later. Now is for hot water, steam, and bubbles. I go to the bathroom, and I take my cell out of my pocket. I make sure it's on, and I put it on the chair next to the bath. Then I start the water running, all hot. I pour in the oils and the crystals, and the bubbles start to form. I smile. I've got muscles I need to unkink, and kinks I need to. But that's not for now. Not yet. I turn on the bathroom heater, and I close the door, too. The steam is for me, not for the rest of the apartment. And the heater will help it stay steamy. And to prevent it from condensing. I lean over the bath, the weight of my breast pushing at the silk of my shirt. The steam rising from the bath kisses at the silk, licks at it. The gray silk slightly darkens as it gets damp, and I feel the steam as it licks more at my breasts as it kisses them. So soft and hot as though my bra isn't there. I smile again, because it isn't. Bras aren't for bath night. My nipples harden, and I smile wider. I love bath night. I slip out of my work heels and set them outside the door with my purse. The steam wouldn't do either of them any good. Then I go back into the bathroom. The water pours, and the steam gathers. I breathe in, deep. I can feel the steam coiling in my lungs. I know I can't, barely, but that's not what my head tells me. Or my nipples. As I breathe in the steam, my cunt gets in on the debate and tells logic to fuck off. Because the steam is sliding out of my lungs, burning hot, and somehow it's sliding through me and slipping into my slit. It's still hot, still burning, but it's condensing. My cunt is soaking. And I agree with my cunt. Logic can fuck off. Because even if it's impossible, that's what's happening. And I breathe in steam, and my lungs fill with it, and slides into my cunt and condenses into burning, delicious wetness. Fuck. I love that night. I reach behind me, and I slip a single button of my skirt. Slip it down, out through the loop. I ease down the zip. Slide my skirt down and step out of it. Pick it up and fold it neatly on the chair. The mirror is already covered in steam, so it's a good job I don't have to look in it. I can feel it. Feel the wet soaking in my panties. It's steam, but not from the air. It's steam from my lungs, steam in my cunt, and it's leaking out of me. I breathe in deep, and I feel the wet heat roll between my legs. Steam is still kissing my shirt and licking. I know it wants in to taste me. I unbutton slowly. Then I slip out of the shirt and lay with my skirt. The hot steam twists and curls from my breasts, cupping them, hot fingers walking over every inch. My nipples are hard, and I wish the steam had teeth. I can almost feel them, teeth closing hard on my harness. Moments of bright, sweet pain at the tips of my teeth. Love bath night. I push my panties down, letting them drop to the floor. Then I reach down and I unclip the garter straps from my stockings. I slide my stockings down, legs already starting to sweat. Then I unclip the belt. At last I'm naked. Naked and steam can play. Naked and it can kiss me wherever it wants to kiss. Slips and slides between my legs, licking and drinking at the condensed steam dripping from my pussy. It slips over my lips, teasing me to open. So I open. I open my mouth, and I breathe my hot, wet lover in, licking my lips to taste my fingers. The steam licks at my breast, and I clasp my steam lover's hands under them, lifting them for more tension. More hot kisses. into the steam wax teeth. It doesn't have to. Sharp tips of my fingernails close on my nipples, biting for my steam lover's teeth. My nails dig deep, and my steam lover bites hard on my nipples. The hot, sharp pain in my tits is delicious. My mouth opens wide, and my tongue comes out, stretching, reaching in the air, stiff and hard, searching for my lover's hot tongue to caress. I pinch my nipples harder. God, I love bath night. I reach out through the bathroom door, holding it closed so as to not let my lover escape. I open my purse and I reach in. I find it. I close my purse and push the bathroom door, putting it on the chair next to the bath, and it's time. I turn off the water and I step into the bath. The bubbles slide up my leg. Eager lips reaching for cunt, I'm more than happy to let them taste. As I lower myself into water that's just the right side of unbearably hot, the bubbles slide up my stomach and take eager possession of my willingly offered breasts. I lie back, hard nipples pushing clear of the foam, and I reach out to the chair and I pick it up. I pick it up, I slip the blindfold over my eyes, and I wait, the blood pounding in my ears in the darkness of delight. My cell rings once, twice, three times. It stops. I wait. My cell rings again, once and again, and I wait. Then I hear it, the door unlocking, the door opening, the footsteps coming closer to the bathroom. A moment's pause, and I hear the door opening, and it's bath night, and you're here. I listen to the rustle of clothing. Then you reach into the water and you take my hand. You lift it and brush my fingers over your blindfold. Then you put my fingers to your lips. You kiss them so gently, just the tips. Then your tongue slips from your mouth and licks them, each fingertip one by one. You lick each tip and suck it between your lips. When you're done, when each finger has had your tongue held out, you open wide. And you push my fingers into your mouth. You keep your mouth open as I caress your tongue and I pinch it. I pull my hand out of your mouth and I put it behind your head, pulling. I pull you down to me, to my own open mouth, and my tongue says its own hell over yours. I kiss you, my tongue in you, your tongue in me, and without a single word, your tongue tells me how glad you are to be here, how much you love bath night, too. As you kiss me, your hands reach down and steal my breast from my foam lover. You cut me, you hold me, and your fingers take possession of my nipples. You pinch and twist, stretch and tease. Sweet pain and sweeter pleasure. And as you use my tits, your tongue slides from my mouth and down the side of my neck. Teeth nip and bite as you lick. Your tongue runs down my neck, down over my collarbone, and slowly, oh so slowly, down to my breasts where they hide under the bubbles. You lick along them, your lips under the foam, and your mouth surfaces for air, perhaps for pleasure, I hope. Your mouth surfaces and your lips close over my nipple as you suck me. You suck. And then your teeth close again as my steam lover could not. And you bite, first soft and teasing, then hard and pleasing. Fire leaps into my nipples as your mouth wanders between my breasts. Your tongue so stiff and hard, soft and gentle. Your lips so demanding and yet so much what I need. Your teeth, always your teeth, and the fire and the blight pain that is pleasure. I love bath night. Then you leave my breast, and your cock stiff tongue rides down my stomach. Underwater, still only just the side of bearable. You look over my stomach, your breath held tight. Your tongue slides over me, and even though it's under the burning wetness of the bath, still it leaves a wet all its own, and it burns my skin even hotter. Then you slip into my navel. looking and probing, your teeth nip at the soft, willingly offered flesh of me. And as you slide, I spread my feet, embrace them at the end of the bath, and my head, and I arch my back into a bend as tight and as lifted I can. Because I don't want your tongue to stop. And it doesn't. As I arch, as I gasp, your tongue slips and slides, and it finds my cunt. And as it slips into my cunt to see you, slip into my cunt to you, lift your hand and you put it over my mouth and pinch my nose. And as you lick and probe, your teeth close on my clit, as I try to moan, to gasp, to scream in pleasure and in pain, you hold my breath in me. And it is delight and delirium both. You hold my mouth and my nose and you lick and you hold and you lick and I feel it rising. Its own mad choke and spasm of throat and lungs, cunt and clit. And you hold and you lick, you bite and you suck and I come. I come and as I come you let go. You let go and I scream into the twisting, burning steam. Fuck. I love that night. Then you reach under my arms and you lift. You lift me, and I come up out of the bath, my cunt still sweetly burning from your teeth and tongue. You lift me, and I step out of the bath. I step out, and I turn to the wall, and I lean forward, my hands braced and my legs wide apart and my back dipped and curled. To lift what we both want you to see, both want you to use. And we are not disappointed, because the tip of your cock, hot and hotter from the steam, probes my cunt, probes and teases, slides slick, wet, and slips along my slit, and it slides, and it slips, and slips, and it slides, the head kissing my clit and wetting my anus. And then you thrust. You thrust and your hands take my hips and you drive into me. You're willing a hole. You drive in and you pull out. You thrust in and you withdraw. And as your cock takes me, as you force your way into my willing, offered slit, I tighten my cunt on your hard length as tight as I can to give you the pleasure of taking me, forcing me, to give me the pleasure of being taken. Being forced, and you drive in and out, out and in, and I feel it rise, feel it overwhelm me, and again I scream as I come, but I lock my legs and I stand braced because it's not time yet to fall, and you pull out of my cunt, and your hands spread my buttocks wide open, you spread me, and open me, and your cocktail kisses its other destination, you probe my asshole, and you thrust, and again I tighten. Oh, sweet agony as you force you inside me. I whimper, and then I moan. I moan, and then I whimper. And you take me, and you use me. And you force your way past the ring of muscle I try to hold tight. Force past, and in. Force in, and thrust. And you're deep in my ass, so very deep. And your tongue licks at the back of my neck. You lick, then your teeth take hold, a small fold of my skin between them. And as you drive your cock in and out of my ass, you bite and suck, you lick and kiss, and the fire from my asshole rises up through my stomach. And the fire from my neck slides down my back and belly until they meet, and I can take no more. And I scream my loudest, and my hardest, and I slide down the wall. Collapse to the floor, and I wait, and I hear the rustling of clothes. I wait, and I hear the soft pad of footsteps. I wait, and I hear the front door close. I wait. And I take off my blindfold, and I'm alone, as I should be. as I need to be, as we need us to be. Then I get dressed, and I drain the bath, and I clean, and I tidy, until there's no sign we were here. And I leave the apartment, whose occupants I know were on their backs on the beach in Bermuda. And as I walk away, I throw the prepaid cell into a trash can. Because that's how I needed to be. How we needed to be. And I grin as I wonder when next time will be. When I see the personal ad in the paper, and this time it's not mine for you, but yours for me. This time it's not my cell number, it's yours. A number I'll track to an empty apartment I never found, but you did. And I'll ring your number and let it ring 3 times, though I know you won't answer. Then I'll ring again and let it ring 2x. And I'll go to the apartment, and I'll use my skeleton keys to pick the lock, and I'll go in. Because it will be bath night. But this time it will be yours. And I wonder if you've ever peeked from under the blindfold you'll be wearing. I know I never have. And I doubt you have either, because we don't wish to know who the other is, we two whose eyes have never met. We don't need sweet nothings or soft promises. We don't need lies. We need our truth. We just need what we have, the heat, the steam, the sweet darkness, and a bath.